This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The global death toll from COVID-19 has topped 2 million, crossing the threshold on Friday, according to a tally kept by Johns Hopkins University. The bleak milestone comes amid a monumental but uneven effort to vaccinate people against the coronavirus. In a video message, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres said, while science is succeeding in the struggle to contain COVID-19, human solidarity is failing.
Vaccines are reaching high-income countries quickly, while the world's poorest have none at all. Science is succeeding, but solidarity is failing.
Some countries are seeing real hope of vanquishing outbreaks. In wealthy countries, including the United States, Britain, Israel, Canada, and Germany, tens of millions of citizens have already received shots, but elsewhere, immunization drives have barely gotten off the ground. Many health experts are predicting another year of loss and hardship in places like Iran, India, Mexico, and Brazil. Britain moved on Friday to toughen its entry requirements by scrapping travel corridors in the face of new coronavirus variants, arguing that the measures were needed to ensure the country's fast-moving vaccination program isn't derailed. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson said remaining travel corridors will end Monday and that everyone flying into the United Kingdom will have to have proof of a negative COVID-19 test taken 72 hours before departure. Under the travel corridor arrangements, anyone arriving in Britain from countries deemed safe was exempt from a period of quarantine. Once in Britain, travelers will have to self-isolate for 10 days unless they can show evidence of a further negative test at least 5 days after arrival.